is a name, the Lefevre Quartet from their new project, Nobody Like Jesus. And that'll wrap things up for Hour 1. Coming up in Hour 2, we'll have more of our visit with Zane and Donna King. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024 at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th from 7 to 1.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up this hour, we'll continue our visit with Zane and Donna King.
Many listeners will know that Donna and I, we've had children that have walked this road of addiction and recovery.
Plus, we'll talk about an opportunity for you to win a trip to the Ark Encounter for the 40 days and nights of gospel music.
We cannot wait for 4040 to come back again.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy, yeah. He is good to me. And I don't worry when skies are gray. And I don't bother with the darts that Satan throws my way. For the one who cares for sparrows and the lilies of the field is the one who calms the violent storms when he says, peace be still. He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy, yeah. He is good to me. In the sunshine and in the rain, he is still the King of Kings who remains the same. He is faithful to his children and his promises are true. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of
That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy. Yeah, he is good to me.
Yeah, he's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so.
The Taylors with He Is Good to Me. Our featured artist today is Zane and Donna King. On the project Everything Good, we get a glimpse into their life as a couple and as parents. Zane tells us about a song on the project called From the Basement to the Altar.
Yeah, this song is just so special to us. Many listeners will know that Donna and I, we've had children that have walked this road of addiction and recovery. And you know, when you're on that kind of journey, I mean, you need to have somebody to go walking through it with you. And that's what we found. We found in our town some other families that were also dealing with these kind of struggles within their family. And it's been over 10 years now, and we still are highly connected with them, meet once a week. And of course, going to these meetings literally was in the basement of a church. So when we were writing songs, I remember one day coming up with the idea just to write about this experience, about what we were going through with our children, but the power of God and what we were seeing, just that peace and that transformation in our own lives. And so I was writing with Sue and with Donna, and I said, you know, I would just love to write about that experience of how we sat in this basement of the church, and we talk about the 12-step program, we talk about what God can do in our life, and we see Him literally doing it, and it feels like we're just one step away from what's upstairs, which is, you know, the altar. And of course, that can be in a lot of different places in your heart, but that's where this song kind of come from the basement to the altar. And it's just all about a journey from a place where you feel like you just can't go on, you don't know where to turn. And then by the grace of God, one step at a time, He brings you through, and He brings you from that basement to the altar.
Every Tuesday in that old church basement, the chairs are circled and the coffee's making. A room of fighters who were hopeless cases, they come together on a first name basis. Everybody's got one thing in common. They all show up because they've hit rock bottom. But when they're feeling broken and forgotten, there's a hand to lead them through their problems. From the basement to the altar, step by step you learn what grace can do. It takes the down to the altar. He says, hello, my name is Shane, and heartbreak, trying to move beyond the guilt I can't shake. And when I'm haunted by a million mistakes, I'm finding out there's nothing He won't take. From the basement to the altar, step by step you learn what grace can do. It takes the down and outers to show that only God can
Step by step, you learn what grace can do.
Basement to the altar. Zane and Donna King from the project Everything Good. Their current radio single is a song called Front Porch Sittin'. Donna tells us about writing the song.
It was actually last summer that I got to get in a room with my sweet friends Val Dacus and Susie Smith, and Val brought this idea in, and as soon as she said Front Porch Sittin', Sue and I were in, and we immediately talked about going to Cracker Barrel for lunch. I'm teasing, but not really, because there's something about a front porch, whether you have one or you don't, you understand, because when you get to Cracker Barrel, you get in one of those rockers, and you wait for them to call your name from that rocker oftentimes, because it just feels good and it feels right. But I'll tell you, Cracker Barrel paid me nothing for this advertisement. But anyway, what I love about this song is that really it's a song about just getting in your quiet place and feeling and knowing the presence and goodness of God. And that's what we tried to take you through as we wrote these verses and as we wrote the chorus, is just, you know, that there's a cool breeze blowing, you know, that there's some quiet time there, that we're experiencing the sunrise and we're experiencing that just looking out at all that God has created, and just in that quiet time, that whatever happens, we know that God's still good today, you know. So let's all do some front porch sitting wherever we can and just really, really enjoy the goodness of God, because it is a gift that we get to know and love Jesus today.
That's Donna King, and here's Zane and Donna King with Front Porch Sitting.
I've got troubles of my own. I used to pace and worry. Somehow these days I don't. I've been resting in my Jesus, 'cause he knows what I need. So friend, if you come looking, here's where I'll be. I'll be cool breeze getting on the front porch sitting, living in the blessing as it blows my way. God's still good today. He's waiting there to meet me when the sun comes to the trees. He's leaning in to listen, 'cause he loves to meet my needs. I open up my Bible, 'cause he's got a lot to say.
still good today.
Sitting, that's Zane and Donna King, and we have more with them coming up later in the program today. In just a moment, details on how you could win a trip to the 40 Days and Nights of Gospel Music event in Williamstown, Kentucky.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. The Brewers continue on winning as they have now won four in a row. Always good to see. And they will be back in action against the White Sox with a 1:10 first pitch time. Really, the Brewers going back-to-back in series against Chicago teams, taking 3 of 4 from the Cubs and now 2 in a row against the White Sox. Round 3 this afternoon. You can hear it on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. We're at 59 foggy degrees this morning as a dense fog advisory continues until 9 o'clock.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. We have details on the giveaway to the 40 Days and Nights of Gospel Music event coming up in just a moment. Right now, the host group at the Ark Encounter, True Song with Army of Love.
So many hearts are hurting. So many people in many lost and lonely. Lord, give us eyes to see. We've got a message of healing for those who've given up. We're taking hope to the hopeless.
Everybody go and tell someone. Rise up, rise up. Tell them all about what love has done. Rise up, rise up. Everybody go and tell someone. Rise up, rise up. Tell them all about what love has done. Yeah. We are the world changing, difference making, kingdom building, soul shaking.
True song. The 40 Days and 40 Nights of Christian Music Festival is returning to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum July 30th through September the 7th. It is the world's largest Christian music festival and will feature the biggest names in Christian music and some of the top speakers, preachers, and evangelists in America. The Gospel Greats and Seawalker Media is giving away a trip for two to the event, which will include a three-day pass to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, up to three nights lodging, and a gas card to help with the travel expenses. And it's simple to enter. Just go to our website, thegospelgreats.com, and click on the banner ad to register. Again, that's thegospelgreats.com. One entry per household, please. You'll see these guys at the Ark Encounter, Ernie Huss and the Signature Sound Quartet. We are the church.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. The church, let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
Let's leave behind our differences, let His word be our light. Wherever souls are hurting, let's bring the hope of Christ.
Let's go forward with the gospel to the darkness of the night.
Well, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, not to the left or right.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name. Declaring love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand, to stand.
We're not a house of program, but a house of praise and prayer. We're called to be courageous with the message that we share. And if someone has a burden,
feet of Jesus anytime and anywhere, anywhere. Oh, we are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. We are the church. Let's reassert.
assert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name. Carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church.
Oh, we are the church.
We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
The Church. That's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. Not as sweet as the sound of Southern gospel music, but the cicadas in many areas of the country are loudly making their presence known. If you live in their path, you can expect to see a staggering number of these bugs dominating your local landscape. These insects spend the majority of their lives underground, feeding off tree roots. But every 13 or 17 years, different broods leave their underground layers to mate. In 2024, two different broods have emerged at the same time across different parts of the country. So yeah, there's a lot of them. Scotty Inman even included cicadas in the lyric of his song, My God.
Man, when me and Tony Wood and Barry Weeks were writing My God, we had no clue that this would be the year that cicadas are quadrupled, if not more. They're everywhere. I never would have thought when we wrote Give Summertime Cicadas a Song to Sing, I never would have thought people would have picked up on that, but that's probably been the most talked about lyric that I've written with no religious undertones at all.
That's Scotty Inman, who invites all the cicadas to sing along with him on My God.
Who calls a sleeping sun to end the night? Washes off this world with morning light? Who paints the sky above us with mercy burning bright? My God. Who turns the frozen winter into spring? Give summertime cicadas a song to sing. Things, my God, the great and mighty King who reigns on high, my God, He's by my side even in the fire. He was, He is, and forever He will be, my God. Amen. Who calls the prodigal to come on home and gives us faith? The power that rolled away the stone. That's just what He does. That's just God being God. My God, the great and mighty King who reigns on high. My God, He's by my side even in the fire. He was, He is, and forever He will be.
Scotty Inman. More with our featured artist Zane and Donna King coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats. We have more with Zane and Donna King coming up. Here's the Ben Rochester family, Living Water, Bread of Life.
Like a deer panting for the water, I was thirsty for so long, I was so dry. So I set out on my journey, not sure what I would find, but I found an everlasting river of life. It's just like falling rain, and I will never thirst again. Living water, bread of life, come and quench this thirst within me, fill this hunger deep inside. For so long I have been empty, nothing else will satisfy. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water, bread of life. Had searched this whole world over for the answer, wanting just to fill this void inside. All the things that were material that could not satisfy, for my hungering was for the bread of life. Just like manna from above, and I can never get enough. A living water, bread of life, come and quench this thirst within me, fill this hunger deep inside. For so long I have been empty, nothing else will satisfy. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water, bread of life. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water, bread of life.
bread of life. That's the Ben Rochester family. Our featured artist today has been Zane and Donna King from the album Everything Good. Their sound has a unique identity, and their music gives you a peek into their lives.
You know, Rodney, you mentioned about kind of we have this sound, and we that's real purposeful for us because we feel like what we want to... for a duo, you know, and for the, what we love, we kind of brought this country Arkansas guy together with this woman from Detroit, right? That's me.
Class. And, let's just say it like it is. you class the place up really big. Yeah.
And we decided to just write like we feel. And we feel this music when we create it. And so we just feel like it's true. You know, every miracle and mystery is to be celebrated from God. We don't always understand on the front end of what God is doing, but we just know that we need to take a breath and stare up and appreciate it sometimes. And that's why we wrote that song.
That's Donna King. And here is Zane and Donna King with Every Miracle a Mystery.
I see heaven in a Georgia moon, and fish are jumping to a gospel tune. The sun goes down at the end of the day.
And Donna King today from their just released album, Everything Good. Donna tells us about one more song on the project called Wait For It.
Oh my goodness, Wait For It. This song is so, so precious to us. I actually got to get in a room at a summer retreat with Ray Hollis and Sue C. Smith. I believe this might have been one of the very first co-writes for Ray. I believe it was one of his first, if not the very first. And Sue brought this idea into the room. She said, I'd like to write a song called Wait For It. And boy, Ray and I both loved it immediately. But you know, it's so precious how this song came to life. Once you've walked this earth for a little while, you've learned some things, hopefully. I continue to learn myself, and I've been walking this earth for quite a while. But I continue to learn things, and one of the things that I have learned is that God doesn't always say yes or no to our requests. Sometimes His answer is wait. And so that has been the case in my own life. I know it's been the case, and it's been the case for many listeners to radio and our friends that we meet along the road, that we've gone through circumstances where we haven't gotten what we wanted right away. I think of our daughter, Jenna, and the struggle that she walked through with addiction and recovery. And boy, is she doing beautifully today, because God is so gracious and so good and such a healer. But you know, it took many years of waiting for Jenna to step into that moment of healing and for us to find that answer to our prayer. And so this song, what we hope people receive from it is, you may not have your answer today, but you will. And it's going to be God, and it's going to be good. So just wait for it.
That's Donna King, and here is Zane and Donna King with Wait For It. Zane and Donna King. Coming up, John Epley of Greater Vision with some fast phrases that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Find the tools and equipment you need to get that job done right with Do It Best Rentals at All American Do It Center. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, post drivers and hole diggers, plus so much more. Lawn care equipment, flooring tools, generators, banquet tables and chairs, air tools and concrete tools. Don't forget you can save 20% on Tuesday rentals. Open 7 days a week. Get the equipment and tools you need. All American Do It Best Rental Center in Toma, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
It is 12 minutes away from that 8 o'clock hour. Our news right around the corner, so stay tuned as you're listening to the Gospel Greats right now. Also, still to come, Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. This month will feature Gary Froyland of Rochester, Minnesota.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. John Impley has something to make you smile in just a moment. Right now, the Kingsmen Quartet with a prodigal son.
There was a young man who had the best of everything. He was the firstborn of a wealthy man. But he was not satisfied with the best of everything. So he took his possessions in his hand.
He traveled far and wide and he tasted worldly pleasure.
But deep inside he was lonely without measure.
He wound up in a pig pen nearly dead.
Then he raised his eyes toward heaven and he said,
I will arise and go back to my father. House. I will beg him to forgive me for the fool I've been. I will arise and go back to my father's house. I will gladly be a servant if he'll take me back again. I was a young man who had the best of everything. I was the firstborn of a hard-working man. But I was not satisfied with the best of everything. So I took possessions in my hand.
I traveled far and wide and I tasted worldly pleasure.
But deep inside I was lonely without measure.
In my father's arms I wound up nearly dead.
I raised my eyes toward heaven and I said,
the Kingsmen Quartet with the Prodigal Son. John Epley shares the Prodigal Son's parable in the key of F.
Y'all ready for this? Feeling footloose and fancy free, a featherbrain fella faced his fine father, a farmer, to figure and find a fast way to get his father to fork over the family finances. He then fled afar of the farm to foreign fields and fretted his fortune, feasting fabulously and following fun and foolishness with his faithless friends. Finally, forlorn and for sure forsaken since Folly had finished his finances, he found a farm fellow who forced him to be a feed flinger to filthy swine in the farmyard. Finally, he saith, "Psh, fooey, my father's flockers are fed far more food than I find and fare far fancier." So, forsaking fake friends and folly, he forsooth fled that farm for to find his fond, faithful father. And he saith, "Father, I have flunked. I have foolishly flung away my fortune and forfeited the family's favor." However, the fine, faithful father fell on his fuzzy neck with an affectionate kiss on his face and said, "Fill his filthy feet with the finest and find the best ring for his finger and fast. Fetch the fatted fatling from feeding, or we shall feed and frolic frivolously till filled full. For the fine, fair son, though he foolishly followed the folly of flesh and failed, did flee and forsake to come forth faithfully famished, and is now free from his fetters, found and forgiven."
John Epley with the prodigal son's parable in the key of F. Good job, John, and great job on writing this song. It's the newest from Greater Vision. Your healing is on the way.
She could barely remember life without pain. For 12 years, it was all she had known. He could only imagine eyes that could see as the blind man sat in darkness alone. But they'll never forget when they heard his name, Jesus, the healer's here. And as he drew close, their hearts filled with hope as faith spoke these words to their souls. Your healing is on the way. This is the day your life will change. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. You may be hurting, you may be tired, fighting each day just a smile, knowing he's promised to answer your prayers. But you see no end to this trial. God may be using your faithful testimony to touch more lives than you ever did before. So just keep believing, telling your story, and claiming this promise in faith. Your healing is on the way. The healer remembers your name. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. God's promised healing to all of his children in his perfect time and his way. Some will receive it in this life we're living, and some when we see him face to face. But until that moment, he's holding you close, and he will give peace in the pain. Your healing is on the way. Your healing is on.
Healing is on the way. That is Greater Vision. And that wraps things up for the Gospel Greats today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Zane and Donna King. You can find out more about their ministry by visiting them on social media or on their website, zaneanddonnaking.com. All of the music heard today on the program is available at singingnewstore.com. Again, that's singingnewstore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, please call us on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the Bible Tones.
I'm looking ahead, I'm looking ahead. I'm still clinging to the hand by which I'm led.
The Bible Tones coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast Sunday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets,